With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Authorities in Stockton, California say four people are dead and 10 wounded following a shooting during a family gathering at a banquet hall. Heather Brent is a spokesperson for the San Joaquin County Sheriff's Office, saying last night the victims included both children and adults. She added that early indications suggest this may have been a targeted incident. The shooting occurred inside the banquet hall, which shares a parking lot with other businesses. Detectives still working to identify a possible motive. The Trump administration halting all asylum decisions and paused issuing visas for people traveling on Afghan passports.
The director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, James Edlow, says on X that it's until, quote, we can ensure that every alien is vetted and screened to the maximum degree possible, end quote. The suspect authorities say killed one National Guard member and left another in critical condition is a 29-year-old Afghan national who worked with the CIA during the Afghanistan war. Meanwhile, the administration has ordered 500 more National Guard members to Washington. Donna Water, Washington.
Correspondent Ralph Warber reports authorities are looking into who may be responsible for a massive fire in Hong Kong that's killed scores of people.
There's also a police investigation as well as an anti-corruption investigation going on against the contractors who may or may not be responsible for this fire. They were doing renovation work at the apartment blocks.
Northwestern University has agreed to pay $75 million to the government in a deal with the Trump administration to end a series of investigations and restore hundreds of millions of dollars in federal research funding. President Trump's administration had cut off $790 million in grants to Northwestern in a standoff that contributed to the resignation of the president of the school. This is SRN News. Another city declares itself a sanctuary for the unborn.
On a unanimous vote, the town council of Wolforth, Texas, has declared abortion to be illegal within its borders, becoming the 85th pro-life sanctuary city in the nation. The movement was prompted when liberal cities began to declare themselves sanctuaries for illegal immigrants a few years ago. According to the Sanctuary Cities for the Unborn Initiative, Wolforth is the fifth city in Lubbock County and 68th city in Texas to join the campaign. Michael Harrington reporting.
The annual Christmas market in the German city of Magdeburg is open nearly a year after it was the scene of a horrific car ramming attack that left six people dead. The city and the organizers of the market have invested nearly $300,000 in new security systems, including concrete blocks that are supposed to keep cars from entering the pedestrian area. The attacker, a Saudi national, is on trial charged with murder. This is SRN News. Hemp has become a $24 billion industry since 2018. But that's all about to change, as Bob Agnew reports.
A new federal law passed this year will dramatically tighten rules on hemp-derived THC products. That means things like gummies, drinks, and vapes with THC will disappear from shelves unless they're reformulated. That also means products that use CBD, the chemical agent that does not get people high, may disappear as well if they contain more than trace amounts of THC, the chemical agent that does. Consumers can expect big changes in availability and labeling by late next year. Bob Agner reporting.
Chain stores have Black Friday. Online marketplaces have Cyber Monday. For local businesses, Small Business Saturday. The last 20 years, more segments of the retail industry have vied for their own piece of the holiday shopping season. And then we have Giving Tuesday coming up as well. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.